Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay, off we go.
Off we go.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
From Hampstead Heath.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. What a wonderful morning it is.
It's so beautiful here on Hampstead Heath.
It's so beautiful. It's gorgeous here on the Heath. Loving the Heath.
Now, we've got to come clean at this point.
Hard to see it.
Because only I am on Hampstead Heath. What's your news?
My news is I'm looking at the tree outside my bedroom window.
And which is also beautiful, of course.
It's beautiful. Good morning. slightly less atmos around my house because, surprise, surprise, I managed to be injured again.
What happened?
It's so tedious and dull. I was feeling a bit stiff in my left leg, just behind my knee, sort of hamstringy knee sort of area.
Is that the same side as your calf and your groin?
No, it's a different side. It's a different side, but it's all overcompensating and everything. It's always changing the way that you run, isn't it? Whenever you've got something wrong in one area of the body, it changes the way you run.
Yeah, just pushing the pain around, referred pain, gait effects.
Yeah,
and things like this.
It sort of bounces around. So, but I went for a lot of runners, you think I'm feeling a little bit stiff, but what I need, what will help that is a longish run, just to kind of. Just to loosen it out, just to kick it into shape.
I mean, if you're not in, it's confusing, isn't it? Because if you're not injured, that'll work a treat.
I did about
11 miles the other day.
Yeah.
And when I went out, I felt really heavy and stiff.
Yes.
And I remember clocking exactly that. I got to kind of 6 miles and thought, yeah, now I feel good.
And then I felt loose.
Yes. But it depends.
I wasn't injured when I set off. And to be honest, I wasn't injured when I got in.
It just
obviously didn't do me any good because the next couple of days I could barely walk. My knee felt unstable and the back of my knee really hurts and almost like seizing up. It's almost like I need a completely new left leg. So I went to the NHS and I bought Oscar Goldman. Yeah.
A guy called Oscar Goldman who works in Washington might be able to sort you out.
Yeah, that would be wonderful, yes.
Faster than you were before, stronger.
I got a massage and she made lots of disappointed noises when she came to certain areas of my leg, which was a bit of lots of... I'm used to that when women examine my body. But not professionals within that context. So there's a lots of kneading and sort of when you can feel them really sort of digging in. But it's still.
But normally it's they're disappointed, but you're the one who's kneading.
Yeah. I thought if I sort of warmed up for an awful long time. Maybe we could go for a trot this morning, but then I realised I'm just going to repeat exactly the same cycle. I'm just going to do myself in again. It's just like,
exactly.
When will I learn? It's just like,
yeah, and you know. Audiences will know, and you know, it's like, I'm like a broken record because I'm always like, don't run, you know.
Yeah, just take it. Just
of course, we want you to run, but not if it stops you running.
I know it's starting to feel a little bit incessant though, isn't it? Because I mean, I've had back problems for ages. Then I had the calf. Yeah. Then I had the groin.
But have you?
Then I had the knee.
Have you at any point had a course of therapy? I know you've had occasional advice and stuff.
No, I mean,
I think you need a course of therapy.
A course.
And I've got to say, you might need to throw some money at this.
That's the problem, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. But also, it's the same as the running. It needs joined up. You know, one conversation with a professional is fine. But, you know, it's not just them trying to make a buck. To make it better, you have to go and then go back and go back.
Judy's
shoulder.
Yeah, I need orthotics.
A pretty expensive course of therapy, but it's better now. It's a necessary expense.
Yeah. I need orthotics first to change the way I run through myself, and then you know you're right. I need someone to sort it out. But at the moment, everything seems to be constantly going wrong.
And I would also say those orthotics. You see, you need those. Don't need those first, because that's like, and then I can go for a run. I think you need to try and put the run at the back of the queue.
Yeah. But I think the way I run is causing these, so I need some analysis of the way I run.
But also you need therapy on what that's done to you. What it's done to you.
I know.
Your life is going down the toilet. It's not. I'm just quoting Moonstruck.
I know. So it's pretty. I need a new woman, really.
I lost you there for a second. Say that again.
I need to sort it out, definitely, at root.
Hello, are you there?
I'm there, yes. I'm here.
Sorry, I think I've got in a bad patch on the heath.
It's all right, yeah.
It was just after I'd quoted a film that came off incredibly harsh. I'm really sorry.
No, it's all right. But
Paul.
It also came after I just said, I need a new woman. that was when it cut off from me. I need to take it on at root. It's awful. How's it going with you? You look fairly sprightly this morning.
Yeah, I feel good. Well, apart very dressed brightly, I've got this weird thing, particularly in the sunshine. I just put all my running clothes in the wash.
Right.
And I went out and got kind of some other stuff. And I've obviously been dressing in monochrome because everything I got out this morning is brightly coloured.
Nice.
I look like an action figure.
Yeah.
It's absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
Bright blue leggings and fluorescent yellow socks, a red coat, and sky blue hat.
Sounds good fun, mate.
I'm like a pirate in a children's book.
Sounds good fun, man. Sounds good
fun. I'll say one more thing about, I was just thinking while we were talking about you getting sort of therapy and treatment, and as Charlotte Church once sang, you know, you need professional help.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a crazy noise.
There
was something weird there. It was like, sounded like your house had exploded. It didn't, did it?
No, it hasn't exploded as yet, no.
I was just going to say, just one more thing on you possibly getting sort of treatment and stuff. I think that maybe you need to consider taking the rest of 2021 off running and taking that time to treat your injuries so that you can come back strong next year.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. I mean,
too soon to say that?
Yeah. I mean, that may be forced again? Upon me. I mean, it's. I know what you're saying, and it's sort of this kind of pig-headed recovery from injury, start running again. Even if I start running gradually when I come back from injury, it's still pretty soon before I'm doing like 90-minute runs or sort of racing people through the woods, because I just can't help myself, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Very difficult to be strict about recovery running during those runs.
Yeah, it's weird, because if you're meant to just increase your running by 10% a week and you start off doing like, you know, 10 minutes running a day, that's a 10% increase in that is 11 minutes running a day.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. Eleanor was saying this when she came out for a run with me in the summer. Exactly that, the 10% thing when you're at the lower level of distance that's a really brutal taskmaster, isn't it?
It's brutally restrictive, isn't it? Especially when you're used to. When, you know, you always think that no matter what your level of fitness, you can just go out and run for an hour because that's just what you do. Do you know what I mean?
That's where you live. Yeah, yeah.
Into the shops or something. So it's like the Labour Party, isn't it? It needs root and branch reform. Top down, bottom up revolution. It's very dispiriting.
They wouldn't be the first political party I'd criticise this.
No. Well, of course, you could say like all politics, of course.
Well, that's.
I mean, the other party, you could say I need decapitation to in order to build again, but that might be too. Even that might be too. Not enough.
It's probably too much. Although it would stop you running.
But suffice to say, I need to sort my left leg out. My left leg's attached to the rest of my body, so it is all linked.
Your right leg, I like. I've got nothing against your right leg. The trouble is, neither of you. Yeah, but the trouble with hilly fields is they're very hilly fields.
Yeah,
because it's hilly, there's fields.
But genuinely,
as a North London person, you do go down there sometimes to South London and think, "Oh my goodness," because we've got kind of bumps, but they've got actual hills in South London.
But it
was really nice. It was a great park run, and actually, it was great doing it with Ewan and Stuart because they were. They're not the same speed as each other.
Right.
And Ewan's coming back from injury, so Stuart's been doing loads and loads of volunteering. It's like I'm out of the rhythm of doing the actual park run. So we sort of ran off chatting, and then he said, "No, you two go on." And then we ran on, and then I thought, "Oh, we've nearly finished." I said, "I'm going to go on ahead now and see if I can get some speed to the finish." He said, "Oh, that's cool." And then I'd radically misjudged the park run, and we're only about halfway done. But it actually helped me. It was really useful for my pacing, you know, to not burn it all of it at the
beginning.
Sounds
great. Yeah. Sounds
so that's good. Sounds good. That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sounds great.
Yeah, I've really got. And I've got a taste for. So I'm gonna. I reckon I'll come back here to Hampstead Heath on Saturday, and do this park run. And then the weekend after that, I'm in Brighton. So I want to get down to Hove.
Get down to Hove, yeah, yeah, yeah. A bit and, of power and tourism going on. Just nice. Nice, man.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, nice.
It's lovely stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Another fella came up who was volunteering called Adam, who has done a running zine, if you will, called Shin Splints with a Z
cool.
at the end. And I've got a copy of it for you, but I'll have to
No,
that would
be great.
You
yeah, that would be perfect.
And he forwarded some pictures from the park run, and long story short, I'm never wearing that 50 times T-shirt ever.
Right.
Those are the worst running pictures I've ever seen in my life. It just looked like someone carrying a lot of offal in a red sack, which isn't really how I pictured myself.
Was any discernible difference in atmos between North and South London, or was it sort of mostly the same kind of...
Not really. I think because of it was the opposite. Because of the nature of parkrun tourism, because it was a new parkrun on me, it was just really lovely to find that it's the same. You know, there's some keen runners. I mean, I think it was all pretty, in terms of like our parkruns, it was very, ones near our houses, you know, it was pretty, I don't know, it seems like quite a nice neighbourhood to me.
Yes, nice people.
And,
nice people being nice to each other.
I just got confused there because... a magpie just flew past a Dalmatian, and honestly, it was like a design classic.
They sort
I gotta
of
tell
merged
you.
Into each other. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that was excellent. I really enjoyed that, and it really put me in the mood. And then I was thinking, you know, as you know, that I want to have 20 marathons done by the time I'm 50. So in other words, in about 55 weeks.
Right. Yeah.
I also realised that I need to have 100 parkruns done by then.
You like your numbers, don't you?
I do.
It's a good way to tick yourself.
Absolutely, of course it is.
It's a good way to tick things
off. Of course it is, yeah. And how many, what, how many are you at now?
I'm, I'm,
That's quite a challenge because I'm 35
right.
off.
Okay, cool.
I'm on that 65. Hilly Fields makes 65. Right. So,
okay,
you know.
cool. So you've got that's quite a challenge. It's doable, but it's quite a challenge, isn't it? It makes the guilt pile going to call a bit stronger, won't it, when you leave it out the night before?
Yeah, exactly, yes. Exactly. I'm basically turbocharging my guilt stack.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, totally.
I think we should call the book that, Turbocharging the Guilt Stack.
Now, that's cool. And what races have you got between now and Christmas, then?
Well, I was looking at doing a 10K and a half, and I haven't. I think I might not do the half. There's a half in Richmond Park in
yes.
December and in January. So
all
I'm
right,
still
okay.
kind of toying with that. But I have signed up for that run through 10K in Victoria Park, first weekend of December.
Nice. Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's,
which is a lovely
that.
Event.
And it also, yeah. like. Yeah, we've done that one. It's lovely.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I just like the. It's given me this sense of building sort of strength and speed in the next few weeks.
Yeah, it's perfect. Yeah, it's lovely. You'll be really, really fit now because you've got the marathon. You've got the marathon.
I went
you've
out
got the two
yesterday.
Legs,
it's Tuesday now. I went out yesterday after. Yeah, and I take care, doing a lot of, doing all my exercises and stuff, but I'm back up,
yeah.
They're long enough ago now that I can trust myself. And,
yes.
Yeah, I did some, as well as the Hilly Fields, I went out yesterday, and I felt good, you know, it felt like, because I was back into it, I could really feel that I'd had a day off, just a day.
Yeah,
like my body was like, oh, we're running again. Oh, good. Like a dog, you know. And anyway, I got to Springfield Park.
Yeah.
And I've been daydreaming about finding out about hill reps and how they work and what how you're supposed to do it and us going up there and you telling me what to do.
Yeah.
And I got there. I thought, well, why don't you just do some? You know, there's no wrong answers. So I ran down that bit where the path sweeps through the trees in Springfield Park and then ran up straight up the grassy bit.
Yes.
And I repeated that 5 times.
Right. Wow.
And I did the last one as fast as I could, but there wasn't really much difference between doing it at steady pace and doing it as fast as I could. But, you know, for a London run, for a North London run, it's a nice way to put a kind of proper climb together.
Yes,
and else,
yeah. That's good, yeah. Yeah, sorry, I just had a text through saying that someone thought I was doing their podcast this morning, and I'm hoping that...
Is it from
no,
me?
No, I'm hoping they've got the dates wrong because I had it down for the 11th. Today isn't the 11th.
Ah.
Today isn't the 11th, is it?
No, it's the 9th.
Yes, it's the 9th.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, well, there we go. I'm sorry. I'm just... This is really meta, isn't it? And slightly nonsense.
Do you need
to
go?
No, I don't think so. No, I mean, I can't go.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't know if this isn't really reality because of all the you not being here and all this positive. It's like a Paul Auster book, isn't it? But you know the magpie going past the Dalmatians?
Yes.
Well, over there, you know, I'm going to give you a good picture of where I am. I'm on top of Parliament Hill, but I'm looking into the heath. So, you know, where you go under the trees
yes.
and go beyond.
Yeah.
They're beautifully red. There's leaves, all different colours, all dropping off. It's absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
And I just saw a red setter dog just bounding across underneath them. It's kind of like a symphony of reds and golds and oranges.
Yes.
And... but I'm sure it's nice in your house getting texts from people you're supposed to be working with today as well. I'm sure that's just as...
No. Oh, God, I've completely messed this up. Yeah. No, sorry. I've completely messed this up. I've meant to be somewhere now doing a podcast with people. Oh, God, what a joke. Everything... It's never one thing goes wrong, is it? It's loads of things go wrong.
They're the old downward spiral. Do you need to go?
Well, no, because we need to do this, don't we?
But we could do this tomorrow or something. I don't know.
Oh, God.
Know.
Well, I definitely need to sort this out.
All right.
Cool. All right, then, mate. Listen.
All right, well, let's... we'll see. We might be able to salvage some of this and we might not. We'll make a
okay,
new plan.
Cool.
Give me a call when you've sorted
okay, cool.
your life
cheers,
out.
Mate. All right, mate. Sorry. Cheers, mate. Take care. Bye.
Good luck.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Are you still there?
I'm here, yes.
I'm going to start running now.
He's off. There he goes.
So here we go. I'm going for a run now. I'm going to run from... this is quite a fun run. It's where I run from my house
yes.
to your house.
Right, nice. Brilliant. good. And then I hand you the recorder.
That's supposed to work. So how did you, I don't know to what extent we've tidied up our shenanigans, but I understand you were seeing another podcast.
Yeah, I had a very, very 21st century moment where we were recording a podcast and then I got a text saying that I should be doing another podcast at that very moment. It's like a sort of spiraling podcast.
Did you get to go and do it?
Inversion.
Did you do it?
Well, no, I ended up doing it remotely, but it was a book podcast called The Bunker, so I ended up doing that, which is right.
You betrayed me to another bunker podcast, and you had a bunk up.
Yeah, I had a bunker with a bunker, and they were very relaxed about it. To be fair, so yes, as were you. So it was fine. It's just it got done and dusted. We're fine. It's good to be out and about. And is this your second run of the day, or did you truncate?
Yeah, Old school, I'm just going past. It still works. Every now and again, I cross the road near my house and think, oh, someone bending over in grey trousers in that garden. Right. And it's the back of a motorbike. Remember that before?
All right, yeah.
It made me fall over once, well. But today I've stayed pretty cool.
Pretty cool. So did you have a run this morning after my...
Yeah, I didn't. I did. I basically ended up running about 2 miles.
Right, okay.
So... Cool. But it was really beautiful.
Yes.
I put some pictures up online.
Yeah, I saw them. And yeah, they look gorgeous.
It was an absolute joy to be up there. So, in a way, I think genuinely, if I'd had a really big, lovely run, I'd feel so bad that we weren't both there, you know.
Yes, yeah.
At least we had a half-baked adventure up there.
We had a half-baked adventure, yes. I remain injured. You remained.
Kudos to my wife, who swam the old... wild swimming, you know, the temperatures have dropped below 10 degrees now.
Have they really? Right, yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's starting to sharpen up, isn't it, at the moment?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool, fantastic, awesome. She's away.
So that's I was good. Just saying to you, I think maybe you did pass comment, but I think when you realised you were desired by many podcasts, I was just talking about running up and down hills.
Yes.
And, I mean, I'm sure that hill reps... are kind of much more specific. You need sort of a distance and fast and slow. Is that there's a kind of crossover into interval training. But
yes.
I do think that getting back into just getting lots of miles in, it's just really nice to keep things dynamic.
Yes.
Like you say, it is good to suddenly not just to run twice in one day, but to go, oh, I see. I'm running a bit then and run a bit later.
Yeah.
Up and down hills. It starts to beget its own rhythm, you know, like for the first time in ages, the other day, or a couple of days ago, I thought, I've run the last mile home fast.
Yeah, that's great. That's
I haven't done that for weeks, you know. Yeah, it's just just feeling great. A little bit more jazzy, a little bit more fartlecky.
Yeah, that's great.
I mean, runs, you know?
Hills, you know, on a very basic, simple level, hills just make you so much stronger, don't they? They just make you so much stronger.
Yeah, and I think it's playing the advantage of how the mind works as well as the body, because obviously, you know, it's just basic physics. It's Newtonian physics, isn't it? That going up a hill is more work than going along the flat. But on the other hand, we also know and have often talked about the fact that we don't really perceive gradients. So it's kind of using that, you know what I mean, with your conscious brain.
Yes.
You don't think, oh, I'll change the amount of effort I apply here. You just think, oh, I feel this is difficult.
Yeah.
And then you tune in and you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
So to kind of choose a hill and to go up it at whatever pace you can muster is kind of taking that, the body's kind of lack of imagination or lack of communication is kind of taking it on head on.
Yeah, it's quite, I mean, it's a nice sort of, it's a nice training effect to do to just push steadily up a hill. I mean, you know, it's just a nice sort of low intensity thing. If you've got a run with like four or five hills in it, not to sprint up it, but just to kind of surge up it, just gives you a nice, just adds something to a normal run, doesn't it? Gives you a bit of a...
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, going back to Hilly Fields Park Run, and any hilly park run really, is we imagine all like the Upton Park Run, it's going to be flat because then you do your 5K as fast as you can, you know?
Yeah.
But actually, it's really dynamic to do a park run with a hill in it, particularly if it's got a couple of laps.
Yeah.
Because, like you say, you can't help but be quite confrontational with the hill.
Oh, you know? Yeah, totally.
If you're just going for a run in the park and there's a hill, then you're just going to take it nice and slow.
Yes.
But if you're running round and round the park three times and there's a hill, then each time you get to the hill, you're kind of going to go, well, I'll get this done.
Yeah, totally.
Just hammer on up it.
Totally, yeah. And when you sort of... When you're in a sort of race scenario, especially if it's a hill and then a brow and then you go downhill, that's when you can get away from people by attacking the brow of the hill, you know. And then then when they reach the brow of the hill, you're halfway down it. It's one of those when they can't see you, you accelerate and it just completely messes with their mind. It's like what's happening.
Real cycling, isn't it?
If you can
hold that power.
Yes.
On the Tour de France. You know, the number of the dramatic moments down the years in the Tour de France where the favourites, the people with the whatever, the King of Mountains jersey and the second place jersey and the yellow jersey are at the top of the climb. And then one of them pulls out.
Makes a little break.
A push.
Yeah.
That they didn't know. The others can't possibly respond because they didn't have it left. You know, it's the same.
Yeah.
It's the same kind of finish line principle.
And that psychological thing of getting out of sight helps as well.
I remember. It's tiny, but do you remember the sharp hill at the end of Cannon Hill Park Run?
Yes.
In Birmingham.
Yes, I do, yeah.
It's like basically the same length as the finish line. You know, it's like 100 metres to sprint to the finish line.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, that 100 metres is up a flight of stairs.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah, man. No, it's good. It's good. Well, it's good you're feeling strong. And you've started gigging again as well, haven't you? You've had a proper weekend of gigs.
Yeah, absolutely. I had I actually had that adventure last week of going to Sheffield, which was a lovely gig, but more coach action.
How did that go on the coach? Did we talk? I don't know if we've talked about it, have we? How did that go?
On the way there, it was a bit crazy. They got there fine, but the coach hit traffic on the M1.
Yeah.
I imagine, what a surprise.
Yeah.
And the driver kind of panicked.
Right.
He kind of pulled off the M1 and he said, I don't know what I'm going to do with this traffic. And it's like talking to all the passengers. And they're going, oh, well, this is what we... It was like the internet, you know what I mean? Everyone had an opinion.
Yeah.
It's like, it's your problem, mate.
You're meant to be the driver.
And then he stopped and then he decided that he was going to go. And when he went, he'd left some of the passengers we'd stopped. So everyone's going, there's people still in the bus station. Absolute panic!
How to spice the journey upon the way. That's magic. Yeah. Seeing him chip off. But did he get there on time to Sheffield?
Yeah, I got there in plenty of time. The gig was lovely. I had a long, chilly, slightly midnight cowboyish wait for the bus back home overnight, but then it got back fine.
Right,
and I was home, literally came in the front door in the morning as my son was coming down the stairs, and
I was like, morning,
and just went and made the sandwiches. It was like it was like in The Man with Two Brains when Steve Martin is creeping back to bed at dawn and he gets his trousers down around his ankles.
Yeah.
And Kathleen Turner wakes up and just pulls them back up and goes,
night bus, Sheffield.
So, and then a weekend at London's wonderful comedy store, and it was genuinely an absolute joy, a real reminder of the magic of what we do, you know, which
that's great.
Can be forgiven for being a bit cynical about at times.
Yes.
Though we know how lucky we are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was just great fun, and people were great, you know. You were talking about the joy of audiences coming back. I think they've kind of settled into it now, but they've kept that upbeat energy. And also, they just have that kind of going right back down through lockdown. I think as a community, people have become better at being directional in what they're up to. Do you know what I mean?
Last
summer, when people were first kind of venturing out and there was quite strict rules and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Then when you went to the park, everyone there was doing something. You remember we talked about this in Highgate, because some of the stuff people were doing was just ridiculous, but it's like, it doesn't matter what it is. Those people all came there to do something, you know?
Yeah.
Once I went into Highbury Field and there was like 50 people in various groups, but they're all doing yoga.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or Frisbee, or looking after babies, or having whatever it might be. And I think that that energy still applies, you know. I think that people don't just wander out. They go, right, this is what we're going to do.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
that's
yeah.
what comedy audiences seem to have, this kind of, we are here to enjoy this.
To have fun. Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
then
yeah,
the comedians
yeah.
are on stage going, thank you. Well, in that case,
yeah.
I've got something for you.
Let's do this. No, it's good. It's a nice thing where the comedians are still fresh for the fact they're performing again, although they've also been doing it enough to have their sort of performance chops back, and the audience are bang up for it as well. It's good for you to gig a lot in a brilliant environment, because as we've said before, stand-up comedy makes more sense the more you do it.
That's right.
You know, when you don't do it, it kind of makes it sort of almost doesn't make any sense that you ever did it at all.
What was it?
Yeah, what was exactly. it? Who was I? What an incredible thing to do! But when you do it loads, it becomes second nature, and that's when you start having fun with it and just
it's a jumping off point, really.
And it changes the way you relate to life as well, doesn't it? You're a bit more confident and connected to things, and you're just a bit more
absolutely. You're absolutely right. I had that again. Just forgotten what that was like. It was Thursday, Friday, Saturday at a comedy store by Saturday daytime.
Yes.
Yeah, I felt special. I was just wandering around with a kind of glow of...
Yes, yeah.
You know, feeling like I'd found my role in the community.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's such that thing of like doing what... You know, everyone wants to do what they're good at, and you're good at it, so you just feel better. But we've had so long without it, we had to imagine other realities of like...
Yeah.
You know, but it's like... You know, it's a very unusual thing to be half decent at, so if you are, you might as well do it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but also conversely, that thinking about Saturday daytime, what's nice is... You know, we have diversified, we do different things. And it was lovely turning up at that park run.
Yeah.
And there was three different people. Well, I was there with friends of my book.
Yes.
And then there was Adam, the volunteer, who'd heard on last week's podcast that I'd be there. So he's like, hi.
Oh, that's nice.
And then there was someone else who just follows running commentary, who came up and said, hello there. And someone else saying, oh, I can't believe I didn't see Rob. Where's Paul, you know?
Yeah.
And
that's great.
There was one guy who said he was listening to us. And then on the run before the park run, and then he got to the park run, he could still hear me talking.
Right.
So what the hell's happening now? But it was actually me. It was me talking.
That's good. It's actually me now in front of you physically talking. No, it's right. good. No,
so that kind of energy, that you know, that just ultimately it is a social energy, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's good to have both.
Comedy is a very specific thing.
Yeah, totally. The podcast is more of a kind of shared endeavour, isn't it? Because it's more community based and stand up.
Yeah, that's
like
right.
Ephemeral, sort of moment in time. But yeah, it's good. That sounds great, mate. Sounds like you had a right laugh. And do you have? Are you gigging this week? Can we expect more? Or is that
I've got some more weekend, more gigs this weekend in London,
cool.
which I've just newly got in because I had another gig that got moved. But
right,
like you say, it's all shaking down and shaking out, and
yeah,
you know, you want more. You think I've done that? I'm going to do more of that.
Yes, yes.
For now, anyway.
Give me more. That's well. Once I can start driving again, I had to, again, we find ourselves at opposite ends of the gig spectrum as well as a running spectrum because I had a few gigs in the weekend. I had to pull them because if I'm in a car for longer than 3 or 4 minutes, my leg kind of locks and it's absolute agony when I come out. So
yeah.
So that's not ideal, is it?
No, I mean, it does bring it home. It's a nice reminder. Nice is probably the wrong word. It's an important reminder that, you know, you're not just taking a blooming duvet day. You can barely walk.
I know that's the thing. It just compounds feelings of uselessness, doesn't it? When you can't do it. I mean, I'm doing some gigs at the weekend. I'm taking the coach again. We're running with a coach commentary. I'm trying out Birmingham.
You think we should get a gig in somewhere where we can both take the coach?
Oh, that would be great. We're on the bus
running commentary.
Here we are on the mega bus. It's not turning up.
My life is turning into Midnight Cowboy. I took a rest stop that wasn't on the schedule.
Yeah. No, so I'm trying National Express up to Birmingham, and I'm staying in Birmingham for a couple of days and then coming back.
Are you doing the Glee Club?
I'm doing Birmingham Glee, yeah.
It's
a great club. But normally I'd drive to and from every day, but I just can't do that. And this is cheaper and better on the planet and better on my body, etc. So, yeah, we'll do it. And hopefully the bus on the way back will turn up.
well, that would be better, wouldn't
yes,
it?
Yes, that would if be absolutely. That would absolutely be better. Yeah.
I mean, and I bet I don't know. Maybe this hasn't been. And just by the way, I'm just crossing the road into Finsbury Park, and the sun is setting down on my left. It has been a really gorgeous day.
Beautiful. Oh,
yeah, I'm not going to cross the road now, though, because that would be my last statement.
No, it's been a really beautiful day.
And I remember. I'm more of a go up to Birmingham and stay the weekend and go home at the end person.
Right.
But I've done the same thing as you, and you did think, well, it's not that far, I can commute. And I just remember going up and doing the first gig and coming down, and going up and doing the second gig and coming down. And by the third consecutive commute, you do start to think, oh my goodness, I don't know how to, you know. So, I'm sure there's plenty of people who drive plenty more than that in their jobs, but remember, you don't have to be that guy this weekend.
Yeah, totally. And it is driving like nearly 250 miles a day for 3 days in a row. I mean, it is hard work and it's tiring and all those things. So it'll be fine. What's the I know this is a little bit niche, but what's the hotel like in Birmingham?
Oh, are you staying at the Penta Hotel?
I've got no idea. I'm just staying at the one where they put you up. I haven't stayed there forever.
Well, unless it's changed.
Right.
It's quite nice. It's not far from the club. It's kind of hip and stylish.
Ooh. It'd be nice to bring the...
a little superficial in terms of decor. It's the rooms are very nicely done out, but they're also quite austere.
Right.
And it being a city centre hotel, it can be quite a party atmosphere in the corridors.
Right, Babs, we're having a right laugh. Come on, Derek. Leave him alone, Babs. Time for bed, like.
I'll look forward to
that
it.
That is uncanny.
I'll look forward to it. And do they have, is breakfast included?
Yeah, there's a lovely buffet. Really good
buffet. I'll look forward to that. The old comics stealing everything they can possibly do to feed themselves the rest of the weekend trip. I look forward to that.
Although it does show how things have changed, doesn't it? Because I remember going on those, you know, going to do a week and a half of gigs in Hong Kong and China and Thailand, staying in hotels. And the reason I thought of it is because, yeah, they've got everything on the breakfast buffet.
Absolutely.
So you fill a couple of tubs with noodles and stuff and put it to one side for lunch.
Yes,
and then
get
into the Bircher Muesli and the da-da-da. And then you pop over to the omelette chef.
Yeah, I love
and
it.
Get
yeah,
an omelette cooked up for you.
Love
I remember
an omelette chef.
Coming home from Thailand and thinking, I feel really grumpy. In the morning. What's my problem in the morning? It's like, it's the fact that no one's cooking you an omelette.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely. to me, that's a sign. That is almost the symbol of being on holiday, isn't it? The omelette chef at breakfast. I mean, that's just like, it feels so decadent, doesn't it? I always try and get up there with the omelette.
It's not as good once you're vegan, because it's just a small bowl of hot oil.
No, we love an omelette chef. But no, it's also a sign of the times, though, that instead of like... looking forward to like 3 days in Birmingham and you're not coming back thinking I'm on the RAS for 3 days. It's like, how can I get by spending as least amount of money as possible whilst eating healthily?
Yeah. And hoping that the National Express comes.
Yeah. The circle.
I feel guilty though, because I was just going to say, oh, and you can go to Parkrun. No, you can't. You can't go to Parkrun. Don't go to Parkrun. Don't do it.
That's depressing. So
I'll tell you, this might appear indulgent or at least nostalgic, but I was thinking about Birmingham because I went to university in Birmingham.
Of course.
And when I was there, I saw the greatest firework display that I'd ever seen to that point in my life.
Nice.
And I'd seen a fair few because, you know, when we were younger, that was the thing, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah,
Every November out, you'd go to the local park. There wasn't anything else the rest of the year round, really.
Yeah, yeah.
And anyway, on the Vale, which was like university accommodation parkland, they laid on a firework display just for the students. And
nice.
It was over the
nice.
Lake.
Nice.
And honestly, it was just stupendous. It was like if there was a firework display at Hogwarts in Harry Potter.
Sounds amazing. Did you see anything this year? Well, of course you were working, weren't you? So you didn't see anything.
Yeah, yeah. I heard all the popping and banging, and I saw everyone going on the internet on behalf of their animals, going, thanks.
Thanks very much.
My dog lives under the sink now. Thanks a lot.
It's become a kind of... Yeah, I find that slightly annoying. I mean, fireworks have been going for... It's almost become a, like, sort of anti-dog demonstration, hasn't it? It's like...
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, fella. Come on, let's... I mean... Or maybe I'm just lucky because Billy's pretty chilled out about fireworks. So, you know, obviously it's not great for the dogs, but you can't gear society totally round dogs. I mean, they're already doing pretty well out of it, aren't they? You know what I mean? They're already... I don't think dogs are doing too badly. But no.
But on the other hand, it is quite a thing, isn't it? I turned on Classic FM while I was getting ready for the gig on Friday night. I was like, this is nice music. It seems to be playing particularly kind of gentle yet kind of accessible, almost. Anyway, it was pet night on Classic FM.
not only do we clean up the dog's mess post toilet, they're now taking over Classic FM. I mean, you know, this sort of encroachment. They're banned fireworks night, taking over Classic FM. I already pay more for my dog's life insurance than I do my own. I think they're doing okay. But no, it's I just limped to the end of my road and we saw the ones at Ali Pali, which are like a mile in the distance. With loads of other people who go there every year, actually. It's actually quite nice.
I think it's great too, but I think you were going to get some messages because I think if you've got a dog or a cat that hates them, it's a tough week.
Totally. Of course, but what are you meant to do? I mean,
what are you going
to
do exactly? It's like
what are you going to do? Stop fireworks? Like, yeah,
I'd be surprised if they got banned the next morning. It doesn't really work like that.
Yeah. It's one of those, isn't it? But no, it's my leg remains in pain. People are starting to reach out on social media, which is nice, to give me some advice.
What on social media? I missed that.
Well, no, just general advice and concern. You know, it's just sort of, you know, it's.
I think, as you say, the best thing to do is. It's take advice on social media. Whatever you do, don't go and see a professional.
Without a shadow of a doubt. Without a shadow of a doubt. Just leave it. Just leave it to them. They'll sort it out. No. Or do nothing. Wait till it feels sort of better, but not quite fixed, and then go for a really long run. That tends to fix it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you've actually got an action plan to stay injured.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, if you don't want to do the podcast.
Yeah, it's like I've chunked.
You've got a new podcast now and you've been getting a bunk up with them.
It's like I've chunked it down how to remain injured. I need to reframe it. I'm reading a book actually called Rebound, which is about recovering from injury. So that's a good place to start. Positive mindset. Instead of seeing it as an inevitable process of decay, I can hopefully see it as some sort of reset
and that's
change.
What I mean about the timing of the year. See, some years you get to this point and we're kind of going into training for the training. But what you're doing this year is you're going to go into recovery for the running.
Yeah.
You know, and you're going to get you revving up like a sports car, like a dragster on the start line.
Yeah, yeah.
And you'll be like, I want to run. We're like, wait.
Yeah, wait.
And then in 2022, you're going to go, pewing!
I need to give myself a bit of time to get fixed properly, don't I? I need to just... Yeah, it's
so this probably isn't a good time to talk about the Marathon des Sables, but I have anyway, because I told you about my friends Ewan and Stuart, who I ran with on Saturday.
Yeah,
and they were talking about that. And Stuart just did the best Freudian slip. He said, "So is Paul going to do the Marquis de Sade?"
That's more.
And in a way, you are.
Yeah, that's more of a pre-Christmas party sort of thing. But no, yeah, I mean, the Marathon des Sables obviously looks unlikely at the moment. I mean, that in many ways that's part of the problem, isn't that? That's possibly slightly part of the problem with my mindset. It's that instead of thinking, let's just try and get back to just running a few times a week, 25, 30 minutes, and do some exercises and take it slow. Just think, I'm now training for the hardest race I'll ever do, and every other day I'm going to run progressively further till I'm running 2 hours four times a week. And do you know, these are just not the acts of a rational person, are they? They're just
sometimes we do have to jump and make those big decisions.
Yeah,
but the rest of the time, it always comes back to my old friend Norman teaching me to fly a kite.
Yeah.
On top of the North Devon cliffs on that windy, windy day where it felt like the kite would drag me off and I'd fly south across to Europe. And he just said, I was really scared I was going to crash his kite and destroy it. And he just said, smooth corrections.
Yeah.
Smooth corrections.
It's also getting your head around that notion of self-care as well, which is something I've just always struggled with, any kind of having a massage, any kind of treatment, I've just got to bite the bullet with that.
You're going to have to be. It's worth. The first step is to address that it will be you being brave to take that stuff on. You know.
Yeah. It's just. I don't know what's wrong. I've just. But part. I know we've talked about it before. Part of it is just being tight. I mean, part of it is resenting giving money to people. I mean, I resent giving money to people in the garage to fix my car. You know, I mean, it's just a kind of general resentment.
Totally felt the energy then when you said that. I felt the energy for all the listeners who know you all over the place, listening to this podcast at all different times, going, there it is. Thank you.
The admission, finally. I resent giving money to people who can look after me. But no, I'm going to have to just deal with that. Just cope with it, you know, because because with you chatting to old Sophie Rayworth, she had long term injury stuff going on, didn't she? She got people in to fix it and to treat it.
She didn't realise, even though she's running on, she kind of didn't realise how much she'd got used to the idea, kind of almost trained herself up to the idea that she was always going to be injured.
Yes,
but
then she got
it fixed, and she's like, It's actually fixed, it's actually gone. Yeah. But it just wouldn't have happened without an external professional.
Yeah, this can be fixed. I don't have to be broken forever and accommodating.
No,
so
that would we hope that that's the case.
Didn't Coldplay do a song about that? I can fix you.
Lights will come to home.
Me jogging across the the video is me jogging to the physio and reluctantly handing over cash.
Fix you, and charge you. I just like the idea of you in your house and me running on the park and walk and us both attempting to actually have a Coldplay sing-along. Who knew that was going to happen today?
It was all yellow. So you're coming down the Parkland Way now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, Parkland Walk, but yeah.
Yes, yeah, nice.
Thank you.
Nice one. Well
and,
done.
And, well, that means we're going to have to wrap this up soon, but before that, have we got some PBs?
Yes, we do have some PBs. Let me have a look. For the PBs, do you want to go... Do you want to go first with the PB?
No, you go first. You go first.
Okay, cool. Go first with
the PB. I'm crossing the
road. Okay, cool. PBs, fantastic. Thanks for sending
me. Wait, let's just make sure that Steve's got the music on. Have you got the bed in, Steve?
What? Oh, God, no. No, I haven't got it at all. I've lost it. Oh, dear, it's going to be one of those days, isn't it? Oh, dear.
We have Dean Wicks, who ran a part run PB of 22 minutes and 14 seconds at Colchester Castle. This was in the middle of a 10-mile run on day 296 of running every day for a year for kidney research. Well done, Dean Wicks. Fantastic.
Good luck with that. I think it's gone 300 now, but good luck with that last.
That's incredible.
It's pretty close now, right?
That's incredible. And that makes me feel great. we also have Amanda Towers, who did the Groves part run. She did a PB of 26.17. Well done.
No, actually, she got a PB at Groves.
Right.
And then, before we had a chance to tell the world, she went to Millhouse.
Yes.
And got a better PB.
A better PB of 26 minutes and 17 seconds. Well done, Amanda Towers. That's incredible. Well done.
Talking of PBs and people who heard my Yorkshire Marathon episode, the two people who were pacing absolutely beautifully I've lost a bit of paper and I'm trying to do it from memory. It was, I'm so sorry, friends. I know that the person I said I know is from Ealing Eagles, I said was called Sophie, is called Rebecca. Hello! And then there's a gentleman, and he was running and he got his friend Miranda to pace him, and that's who I was overtaking. They were overtaking me all the way.
All right,
and he got his PB of 3:39 something, so it was under 3:40.
Fantastic.
I think I want Miranda to pace me to a 3:30.
Yeah, that sounds great. I can actually see you at the window. I'm at the window. I can see you in the street.
Have you got any more PBs?
I have got a PB, yeah. The Merley Whirl beat their part run PB by more than 5 minutes at Tetbury. That was 28 minutes and 29 seconds. Well done, Merley Whirl.
Absolutely fantastic. Simon Evans in Exmouth did 25.50, but that was the fastest ever park run, second fastest ever 5K.
That's brilliant.
And he says he's got sub 25 in his sights.
Absolutely, yeah. Simon regularly reaches out and tells us how he's doing in his part runs, and he's doing really well, so we're keeping an eye on him. Good luck, Simon. He also mentioned he's trying to lose a bit of weight as well that might help him to get under 25.
It might well do so.
But yeah, it's good luck, Simon. Good luck with that one.
And Jez went for his first ever park run in Banbury and got a PB.
Oh, well, of course, fantastic. Awesome.
As you would. Yeah. But then his second park run, he also got a PB.
What?
The first one by 12 seconds.
Oh, he's on a trajectory. He's away. Well done. That's brilliant. That's brilliant. So keep sending us your PBs. I'll be sending you updates of my attempt to deny money going to the physiotherapy profession.
If this does turn into a podcast, this is the one that began with me running on Hampstead Heath and us repeatedly getting cut off. Then Paul realising that he was supposed to be doing a different, better podcast.
No, not better. Never better.
And then me
never
coming better. Here and we're still, we're still remotely recording, like lockdown, like the marathon, attempting to sing Coldplay. But now I'm right outside.
It's like
house,
Romeo and Juliet. It's like Roxanne. I'm at the balcony, and Rob's just teasing me in his blue Leica and fluorescent yellow socks.
I forgot how ridiculous my clothes were today. That was gone off my list. But you're absolutely right. I'm going to get a photo of you up at the window. I can't see you. It's like a ghost. Oh, that's where Paul Tonkinson died 100 years ago.
He never ran again. We never saw him run again. He used to run loads around here. Sometimes see the ghost of him down the Parkland Way. Him and Rob, they'd run and talk, they would. They'd talk together and run.
Run and talk.
And then they went off on that bus on the National Express. Never saw him again.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.